Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you for tuning in. Always grateful for you tuning in. And every Monday about this time, we like to set aside a moment to catch up today with what's happening. It's our network update. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, is connecting with us once again. And Roger, I'm looking at our list. We've got some territory to cover, first of all. Let's talk about Glendive, Montana. What's going on there?
Well, I love to talk about that one because we have so many new friends in Glendive, and also that's the one we can give you the really good update on right away. The transmitter shipping date has been set. That is going to be happening on October 26th. So we should have the transmitter for KGLE-FM in probably early November or maybe the last day or two of October. The antenna system is also on the way. That should be coming in kind of around that same time, late October or early November. So we're making good progress on that, and Nick will be ordering the last of the small pieces of gear that we need, some of the odds and ends that it takes to get a station on. So we are praying that everything will come together and the new KGLE-FM will be on by the end of November. Mm-hmm. And so please pray with us, as every project like that has dozens of details that all have to go the right direction in order to get it finished, but we're on the way.
Okay. Educated guesses, and we'll, you keep listening, we'll let you know the exact date as we get close enough. All right, the new FM, Big Timber, Montana. That sounds good.
Yeah, and again, we've got some progress made. We do have the equipment on the ground, the big pieces of equipment for that one. The transmitter and antennas are already here. We do have a few odds and ends to order, but nothing major. And the big thing continues to be we are hung up on the tower site. The company that had agreed to lease us space just is not getting it done. So we're basically ready to go over and build that station, but we just can't get any progress on the tower site lease. Mm-hmm. So I actually was over in Big Timber the week before last looking for a plan B, and that is still in the works. So again, we would appreciate prayer on that because that's all that remains. We just need a piece of paper saying we can go on somebody's tower, and we'll be able to go over and get that one built.
Okay. Now, when we get those all wrapped up, then we just sit and twiddle our fingers, or else we have some new stations we could be working on?
Well, we do. In fact, last week I took Wednesday afternoon off, and I left the office and sat in my car with a cup of coffee and a legal pad, and kind of the major caption was, how are we going to get everything done next year? But basically kind of lining out what 2024 is going to look like, we have seven stations to build as of right now, and there's some other things in the works that we can't quite talk about yet. But we have seven stations to get built. They all have to be built and running by early 2025. So I bring that up just to say, obviously, prayer is needed, but the other thing is just to share with YNOP listeners the excitement that we have that God continues to move here in the United States to expand the reach of YNOP, because there are more and more people that need to hear the gospel. They need to have access to it by radio every day. They need the encouragement of the morning show. They need the teaching of the programs that we air. They need all of the blessings that Christian radio can bring to us each day. Yeah. And God is on the move making it happen. So it's going to be a big year ahead, but we know that God will bring it to pass one way or the other.
Boy, that is exciting. Okay, and yes, a prayer request as well. Now let's shift gears a little bit and look toward Africa. What's happening there?
Well, we are really excited. Last Thursday afternoon, I had a conversation with our Africa director, Joseph Kebby, and it was supposed to be a 30-minute call. It ended up being way over an hour because there was just so much ground to cover. The immediate thing that we're really excited about takes place in the next week or so, and that is the ABR Media Conference, which is going to be held in the Ivory Coast. This is a continent-wide Christian media conference, and it's for training purposes and for introducing station personnel to all the resources that are available to them to do a better job with their ministries and to be able to expand their ministries. So we're really excited that we're going to have Joseph, Isabel, Justice, and Johanna from the New Life Africa Satellite Network and Vie Nouvelle Afrique all at that conference representing our networks. And also, they'll be sharing the news about RadioAfrica.fm and the MP3 player YNOP Ambassador Distributions. So they're going to be sharing all of that. YNOP is actually a co-sponsor of the ABR Media Conference, so we're going to be involved actively in that. We'll have an exhibit booth at the conference. We're going to be sponsoring an award to kind of the Station of the Year that we'll be excited to be a part of. So we have some great opportunity there. And again, that is coming up for several days in late October. And we would appreciate, once again, the prayers of YNOP listeners that God will arrange those meetings, that we can be an encouragement to some of the men and women who are operating stations on the African continent, doing everything they can with limited resources, struggling along. Wow. And we pray it'll be a time of encouragement, a time of connecting them with resources, such as our satellite networks, and just being able to see God move in special ways.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, Roger, you mentioned RadioAfrica.fm. That's our podcast network. Are we seeing any traffic on that site?
Well, we are, and I'm excited about this, Dave, because we haven't even begun the large-scale advertising of it yet. We wanted to have it up and running for a couple months to just make sure that there weren't going to be any little technical glitches or anything. We do have it up and running since August 28th. We've had it up and running with four languages on it, and even with just very limited promotion of it, we have seen traffic from all over the place, from countries we broadcast in with our satellite networks, like Kenya, Tanzania, Cameroon, Sierra Leone. We've seen a lot of traffic from those areas where we broadcast, and our announcers are able to talk about it, so people in those countries are hearing about it and using it. But then we have those listeners who are downloading programs in countries where we don't really know how they heard about RadioAfrica.fm, but as we looked at the analytics on the one-month anniversary of firing the site up, we saw there was traffic from Egypt, Russia, the Gabon Republic, North Macedonia, South Africa, Iraq, a variety of other countries where we don't even know how they heard about it. The Netherlands was another one. Some people in the Netherlands are downloading content like mad. And so we're very excited to see the reach that God is giving it as we have four languages up and running, and we're seeing that traffic coming in from many different places.
Four languages and seeing traffic. It hasn't even been mentioned a whole lot, but I understand four languages is not the end.
No, and in fact, that was one of the most exciting parts of the conversation I had with Joseph last Thursday, because we were able to put the stake in the ground on language number five and get that date on the calendar. Monday, November 13th, Hausa will begin on RadioAfrica.fm, a language that is probably most of us have never even heard of it. I have to admit, I hadn't heard of it until we began considering it as the next language to add, but it's spoken by about 51 million people in Africa, and there are really not a lot of sources for Hausa language programming, but we do have some excellent Bible teaching that we've found, and we're going to be able to get that on the podcast network up and running by Monday, November 13th. So we're excited about that, and again, ask for prayers as we have some paperwork and some tech stuff to get ready, but we believe there will be no problem in meeting that deadline. So Monday, November 13th, language number five will be up and running on RadioAfrica.fm.
Boy, sometimes you just have to sit back and shake your head and thank the Lord for what's going on, but also, is just as we always mention, we just need people to be praying.
Well, that's right. And Dave, now more than ever, I was thinking about what Jesus said to his disciples in John 15, that last long conversation he had with them before he went to the cross. And in John 15, he reminded them of that simple truth. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And we acknowledge that. We look to him because we know that that's the truth, and we ask YNOP listeners to join us in praying as we go forward with these things. But the other thing that he said in John 15:7 is also vivid in my thinking at this time. On my high school graduation night, the principal of the high school wrote this verse down on a card, and he stuck it in my diploma folder, and he read it when I stood up to get my diploma. John 15:7, Jesus says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." And I just look at the things that God has given us. Our wish is that the people of the western part of the United States will be able to be reached with the gospel and with encouragement and teaching through YNOP. And our prayer for Africa, of course, is just endless, that the hundreds of millions of people who are waiting to hear the gospel will be able to hear. And so we look to what Jesus said in that verse, that we ask him to open the doors, give us the favor, provide the funding, provide the prayer covering, whatever it's going to take to get the job done and to reach the people in that part of the world that he's mapped out for YNOP and New Life Africa to reach. And we believe that through his power working within us, it's going to get done.
Okay, holding boldly to that scripture and asking for prayer as we move together as a family of believers. We have covered a lot of territory, Roger. I encourage everyone, if you want to go back and catch some of the highlights of this, you can hear the whole thing on our podcast page at ynop.org, or just give us a little bit and we'll have this up on our Facebook page, Your Network of Praise Facebook page. Network Update is heard every Monday about 8:15 in the morning and 5:15 in the afternoon.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.